T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What should they expect when they get back?
Yeah, well, Facebook has made some news. I believe it was last week when they said that most employees who can work remotely will continue to do so through the end of the year. But they are going to be opening some offices in July, just after the holiday, 4th of July holiday. And when they do, they're limiting capacity in the office to 25%. They're going to ask employees to wear masks. They're going to temperature check people as they're coming in and out of the building. And so you kind of get a sense for what office life is going to be like for those few people that do end up going back to the office. Obviously, most employees will probably continue to work from their home. But, you know, going into the office is now going to be quite a chore for people.
Facebook is one of the tech companies that has run shuttle buses in the past. What are they going to do about that? A lot of people have come to depend on those.
They have. And it's one of those perks that, especially in the Bay Area, a lot of, you know, younger employees at these tech companies want to live in San Francisco, and then they take a shuttle down to Menlo Park or Cupertino. That's going to be a challenge, right? You can't really easily social distance on those shuttles. Once you get those up and running, you can't really, if you're with those companies, squeeze all those people on there that they're used to having. So I think that's where the 25% capacity comes in, right? If you're only allowing 25% capacity in the office, inevitably you're going to have fewer seats on the shuttle filled. So I don't think that there is a strict plan yet in place, but it's certainly something these companies are starting to think about.
So what about those employees who do want to continue to work from home? Will they be required to come in for meetings quarterly or anything like that? What does that situation look like, or is it still being planned out?
Well, as of right now, you only need to come into the office if you have a job that requires that. So in Facebook's case, and probably some of the other big companies like Apple and Google, that might be employees who work on IT infrastructure. That might be employees who work on hardware, right, where you're physically building a product. You can't really do that from home. But the vast majority of these employees can just continue to do their work remote. And so I don't think we're going to see a lot of people going back to work in 2020. But how does that work, for example, a quarterly check-in, right? Or how does that work with a team bonding exercise? It really doesn't. And so I think those are the things that they're obviously going to have to figure out as this evolves. But right now they're just trying to think of what are the most important first steps to reopening these offices.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.